الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، so before the Maghrib break we were talking about Yusuf alayhi salam now becoming the in charge of stores, and then he later on became the finance minister, and then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him to the position of the king. And then the story shifts from verse number 58 onwards. Now we see, you know, the story, if you look at it, it's a very handcrafted story. The early days, good. It starts with good, now it's ending with good. Starts with good, father and son discussing a dream, talking about each other, father-son relationship, love, mutual understanding, things like that. Then the dark side, the gloomy side of the story comes, the hasad, jealousy, just to recap, the hasad, the jealousy, envy of the brothers, then the dark days of Yusuf. Yusuf Islam's lowest point in his whole story was the bottom of the well. The highest point of his story when he's on the throne and his father and brothers are making sujood. We're reaching to the epic of this story. And that is why Allah SWT says that this is a qasas, this is a real true story, not a fictitious. And it's a true story in such a sense that you see every single issue connected with each other. Things that you may predict, I mean, in real life stories you might predict, okay, usually this is what's going to happen. But here you cannot predict any of the things. The things change and move in such a way. Now we see now the good days of Yusuf alayhi salam, after he went through the test and trials of brothers and envy and captivity and slavery and then the seduction and then the prison and then the jihad and everything. Verse 58, Allah SWT says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةَ يُوسُفَ فَدَخُلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. Now the brothers, Allah SWT takes a swift change in the story. One of the Mufassirin said, the beauty of the Surah Yusuf, in some places Allah gives so minute details, down to the minus details, down to the earth details. And in some places there is what we call sarfun jameel, there is a quick turn, like as if you're moving from one scene, suddenly a bubbly scene. Now imagine how much scene there is between being the in charge of stores of the king's products and commodities, and then suddenly becoming king. Big, there's a big difference. I mean, so many years must have gone, okay? Whereas in other places there was like very detailed, like for example in the jail, he was 7 years. We don't know what happened in the 7 years in jail. We only know the first day of his jail that he was giving da'wah to those people and then giving dream interpretation. So in some places Allah has cut off necessary details that we don't really need to know, because he's teaching us a lesson. Allah is our murabbi, Allah is our mentor, he's our trainer, guide. So he's teaching us things there. Here Allah then makes a swift change and says, the brothers of Yusuf came to the palace, فَدَخَلُوا, they entered, فَعَرَفَهُمْ, meaning عَرَفَهُمْ, this is a vamir for pronoun for jama, meaning Yusuf Islam sitting now on the chair, from looking at him, here and there, these are my brothers. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ, but the brothers, when they looked at Yusuf, they couldn't recognize. Why? Because when they threw him in the well back then in the early childhood, at that time his age was 10-11 years old. By now on the throne he's 34 years old. Pretty long time, almost 20 years, 22 years gone here, 22-23 years. You know very well that if you leave a child at a young age, 10-11 years old, you see him after 22 years, it'll be very difficult to recognize, you know, especially with a beauty like Yusuf al-Islam. Women begin to cut their hands. So now, وَلَمَّا جَهَزُهُمْ بِجَهَزٍ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Now, the scholars, Mufassirin, say, as the brothers entered in the palace, they saw, they only knew him as the king of Egypt, Malik al-Misr. They don't know him as what happened through, like did he go through the finance minister and all that, and they don't know anything else. They just enter, they see him on the throne, they say, okay, this is a guy. He knows them, they don't know him. So he began doing interrogation. Who are you? What's your name? What's your father's name? How many brothers you are? Where do you guys live? What do you guys do? You know, like a pre-icebreaker and preemptive interrogation to get an idea. Why? Why did he do that? Do you think? Yusuf al-Islam is very smart. Throughout the story, Allah SWT is picking up things, showing us his smartness. Although Allah is not saying clearly in the air, look, this is the smartness of Yusuf. But we see, read between the lines, you see the smartness of Yusuf Islam. One smartness we saw was that he asked the king, ask about the woman who cut their hand. If he want, he come out. Here we see his smartness, he doesn't want the brothers to know that he knows him. Anjan Bandra, he's becoming stranger. He said, I don't know you guys, who are you guys, where are you coming from, who's your father? Oh, you're coming from Madian. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm from here. I mean, he's trying to show him I'm from here, from Egypt. I don't know nothing about your area. That area was Madian, the place where Yaqub al-Islam was there. And then he says, when they told him, oh, we have so many, and look, they were very, you know, somebody's Khabith is Khabith. They mentioned him that we are only 11 brothers, 10 of them, and Binyamin, the other brother of Yusuf as from the same mother. These were from the other mother. They did not at all mention that they had another brother who they killed, things like that. So Yusuf Salam, and he's getting this information, and who called? I mean, his brother is born. He's like, wait a second, he didn't even mention me in this story. I'm the one who's asking them. Don't even give me the slightest courtesy to say, okay, there was another brother, we killed him in the young. So he's getting to know. So he says, okay, tuni bi akhin lakum min abikum. Bring me your other brother from your father. Min abikum. Meaning he's not your blood brother. Well, he's your blood brother, half brother, step brother, because your father is the same, but your mothers are different. So he says, that's why the Arabic word phrase over there is, tuni bi akhin lakum min abikum. Bring me your brother from your father. Meaning your mothers are different, but your father is same, Yaqub al-Islam. Bring me him. Ala tarawna anni ufil kayla wa ana khairul munzilin. Now, first of all, why did they come? The brothers of Yusuf al-Islam, they came to Egypt to get some food, to get something. And they brought with them some money. So he gave them the food and everything. And Yusuf al-Islam's posture, he's teaching us lessons in this. Whenever he would give people, you know, the food, everything, the weightage, he would always give a little bit extra. You know, if somebody asks 5 pounds, he will not give 5 pounds on the dot. He will give 5 pounds and 10, 5.1, 5.2. This is the Islamic philosophy. This is the Muslim philosophy. Tijara, in trade, in business, we should always be good on the other side, not cheating like the people of Shu'aib al-Islam. People of Shu'aib al-Islam used to shortchange their people. You ask for 5 pounds, they'll give you 4.9, 4.8, 4.97. They're always shortchanging people. Allah is saying that the Muslim, the one who believes in Allah, Muwahid, Tawheed, should always be one who is on the other side, the positive side, always giving extra. You know, you go to get some sweets from the dukkan, from the store, and they put it on that digital scale, you know, sometimes they put the sweet in, it goes, you say 1 pound, it goes 1.018. The guy starts putting on some stuff. I say, come on, brother, chill out, give me a break. This 1.018, he wants to make it 1.000. So he wants to bake off that sweet little bit, so that he has exactly on the dot. And I say, you know, you are a Muslim. You are Tawheed. You are from the followers of Prophet Yusuf and Muhammad and all these prophets who came, who always said, give a little extra. Because who knows that digital scale or that scale may have some missing. May have some misgiving. So on Yom Al-Qiyamah, when Allah puts you in a scale, you're not shortchanged. You're not said that, oh, you always kept breaking that jalebi or that rasmalai or that gulab jamun or that baklava. You kept breaking into pieces because you wanted 1.000 on that digital scale. No, you gave always 1.1, 1.0, no problem. So he say, don't you see, Allah tarawni anni ufil kay. I mean, he's not addressing them as brothers, but he's saying, oh man, don't you see me that I always give extra from the measure? So go fetch me your brother from your father, and you find me from the khair muslim. You find me from the best of the returners' recompense. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ. If you don't bring me your brother from your father, then there is no measure for you. I mean, they give for food, because by this time, in the area of Bayt al-Maqdis, in the Madian area, there was shortage of food. So they came to Misr, Egypt, and they asked me for food. So he gave them the food, and they received the money. قَالُوا سَنَرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَعْلُونَ. They said, okay, we will go and try to convince our father, but we can't really guarantee you anything. I mean, but don't expect anything from us. We'll get that brother of ours from the same father. We'll try to convince him. Maybe they're showing their chaplosy, their shrewdness, because, you know, they know that their father doesn't like them anyway. وَقَالُوا لِفِتْيَانِ يَجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتْهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ. Now look at the smartness of Yusuf al-Islam. Yusuf al-Islam says, psst, he calls his advisor, you know, the money they gave to buy the wheat or buy the food, put their money in their backpacks, on the camels, on the horses. You mean, their own money. It's like, you go there, give me 1 pound of this, the person takes the money and then through back door puts it in your pocket. Why? Because when they go back home, they say, hey, we got the commodity, we got the goods, plus we have money. It's a win-win situation. That's where Uncle Sam got out the phrase, win-win situation. You win the food, you win the money. You're in good hands. No. But Yusuf al-Islam is saying win-win-win, win cube situation. You take the money, you take the food, you go back home, you're gonna bring your brother, you're gonna come back again. Because he knows that these guys are lalchi, greedy. He knows that these guys are greedy. So when they go home, they'll see, because he put a request to them. He said, look, make sure you go back, convince your father, and then he wants his brother. Yusuf Islam hasn't seen his brother, his own blood brother, from the same father, same mother, Binyamin, Benjamin, who also later on became a prophet, as the Bible tells us also, and as the Quran tells us also. So he wants to see his brother for 22 years, he hasn't seen him, and he saw this opportunity that his stepbrothers are here. This is the only way he can get his Binyamin brother, try to convince them that, look, go back, bring me that brother. But he knows that if they go back, and they have no incentive to come back, they're not going to come back. They're going to say, oh, forget about it. We'll just send a messenger that our father couldn't convince. But no, Yusuf Islam is smart. He says, if I put their money back in their saddle and backpacks, without them knowing, when they go back, they're greedy people. They're going to say, wow, we can get more. This guy is good. He's generous. He gave us the food and he gave us our money back. The money back guarantee. So now, and he knows, when the brothers know that Yusuf Islam did not used to give food except if the person came himself. This was his system. Why? Because remember we said before Maghrib that he wanted to show justice, adl, fairness in tijara, business, transactions. Unlike other people who would just give, you say, okay, how many family members do you have? I have six. I don't know if you have six or not. I take your word for it. So I give you food for six people. But you don't have any six members. You lie. You go home, you store that food, and when the famine or drought comes, you sell that food at triple, quadruple price. That's what we call in business transaction hoarding. Hoarding and then jacking up the price gouging. You save money, you buy it at low prices, because he was very mashhoor, very famous, Yusuf Islam, to give on very cheap, easy prices. So the people would want to come and grab from him, but he said no. He put a condition. You want any food from me, the person has to be there in person with their bag and we will put it in their bag. Right? So this way, nobody will get into hoarding, nobody will try to jack up the price later on. So he tried to bring efficiency. He's teaching MBA 101, or by now he's teaching MBA 202 now, how to do business and teach others a lesson. So يَعْرِفُونَ إِذَنْ قَرْبُ الْأَهْلِينَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah says that Yusuf Islam did that, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ so that they come back. فَلَمَّا رَجُعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِيَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ Oh, when they came back, again, same thing that they tried to do with at the time of Yusuf Islam. You know, pleading and cheap ways of trying to maneuver, saying, oh, father, you know, we have been forbidden any food. They're not being forbidden any food. They got the food. But they're saying, the food we brought, that is it. This is it. It's made in the coffin, sealed. We cannot get any more food. So Yaqub Islam gets kind of concerned, quizzical, asking, why? What happened? Or you know that king that you went to, he gave the food, he said, you have to bring me your brother or else you're getting no food. Yani, aate ke saath hi pahunchar, sar pe chahiye. As soon as they entered, they came out with their lava. You know, bombarding on Yaqub al-Islam, so that before Yaqub al-Islam thinks twice to give Binyamin, they're trying to show, look, you are in concern. And this is a philosophy that people do today. If your superior, your boss, your manager, supervisor calls you, and in the office, he said, I need to meet you. And as you're walking from your cubicle, from your desk to the office, you're thinking in mind, what might he be calling for? Did I do something bad? Did I do something negative? You're thinking, you can't figure out. So you come up with this shrewd attitude, say, okay, before he even says anything to me, let me bombard in the office saying about some major problem that's up to come in the company, he will forget anything about me. This happens. I know people because I talk to people, they tell me, this is the philosophy you use in the corporate America world. You enter your boss' office and you say, oh, Mr. So, you know, this is happening. And Mr. So-and-so is like so bombarded, plagued with so many issues, he forgot about why he called you in the office in the first place. So if you had any negative, wiped out. That's the same thing the brothers of Yusuf Islam are doing with Yaqub Islam. Before Yaqub Islam asked him, how dare you ask me to bring your brother when you already wasted one of my son already, Yusuf Islam. So they knew that he would never let us go. So they bombarded him. Oh father, and crying and moaning and whining. Oh father, we've been forbidden food, we've been forbidden food. Forbidden food, why? You have food. Oh no, this we got, but that is it. No more, we can't get any more. We can't go back to Egypt even. Why? Because the king said, you can't step into my boundaries until you bring Binyamin, your brother. So father, see, it's all in your hand. The ball is in your court, father, you got to do it. Now the father is perturbed. Wait a sec. I trusted you with Yusuf one time before, you failed it. I have no trust on you, no credibility. What makes me believe that this time you're going to take care of Binyamin? You're going to waste them too. I'm going to lose two sons. But look what this, the story goes on. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمَنْتُمْ عَلَى أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ. She said, shall I believe on you just like I believe on your, about you for your brother last time before, Yusuf? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Subhanallah. Yusuf al-Islam, I mean Yaqub al-Islam, he's showing his prophecy, his prophethood. And the best thing that the scholars say about Yaqub al-Islam, that Yaqub al-Islam is showing his full tawakkul, trust in Allah. I mean, as Allah is teaching us from the Qissa Yusuf al-Islam and the whole story of Yusuf, but Allah is also teaching us from the father of Yusuf, Abu Yusuf, Yaqub al-Islam. Number one thing Allah is teaching throughout the story of Yusuf about Yaqub al-Islam, he has blind trust on Allah. That is the only supreme being in this whole universe that you can trust blindly. You can't trust your father blindly, you can't trust your mother blindly, you can't trust your wife, your husband blindly, you can't trust anybody. I'm not saying that you should always be shukuk, doubtful about them, but I'm saying that they're all human beings. They can all make mistakes, they can all have things, deficiencies. So you can't trust blindly on anyone in this world, except Allah. And that is what Yaqub al-Islam is saying. What do you think? You think last time I trusted on you? No, I trusted on Allah. If this time is another test, I'll again trust on Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْحَافِظَ وَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the best of protectors and He is the most merciful of all merciful. أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعُوا وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَةٌ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Now once they came up and told the father, now dad, this is the thing, they went by, opened their backpacks, they said, oh, رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. Our money back to us. Imagine the kind of feeling that you paid $10,000 for a diamond necklace for your wife. You come home, you open the diamond necklace box, whoa, you see the $10,000 there along with the necklace. How are you going to feel? So like, I got to feel. This is excellent businessman. I got to go there back again. The reason I'm saying that, to make you visualize your emotional state, your heartbeat, your blood circulating in the wings, how you feel that emotional feeling at that moment when you see your money and the product there. They were like ecstatic. I mean, there's no word to describe their feeling. They were more than ecstatic. And then Allah tells us, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا نَبْغِي هَذِي بِدَعْ. Oh, father, this is the best person in town to deal with. Remember we told you we want our brother? This guy returned our money back with us. So we have to go. Meaning there's no, now, see, before they asked him, thinking that, oh, the king requested us. So they're like half-hearted in their speech, in the request, they're half-half. Okay, father allows, no problem. If he doesn't allow, so no problem. But now that the money's there, the dough is there. So now they're like, stay, we gotta go, no way, we gotta do by hook or crook, we gotta make the father agree, he has to put his knees down and he has to give us. So now they're saying, they're bringing the money in front of the father. Father, look, we got the food, we got the money. How dare you not allow us to go back again? We gotta go now. So now they're putting pressure on him, psychologically. هذه بدعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ وفانا ونزداد كيل بعيد. You know how when the child gets hyper because he comes to the father or mother, he's talking out of breath, one after another. I mean, you say, oh, hold your horses, son, dog, calm down. Let me listen to your request one at a time. But the child is so ecstatic, it's just blowing it out. You know, one after another. And that's what Allah exactly giving the same philosophy. One after another the request. Number one, ونمير أهلنا. Look, let us go, he will give food to our family, he will bring some more food. We already got this food, but this food is free. Now we have this money, plus we have that brother, Yusuf, we're going to get one extra measure, because he rationed everything. So they're saying, it's a win-win situation, we're going to get extra food, we're going to get one more extra, plus we can come back, who knows, he might give us the money back again this time. You know, you always have good optimism from someone who returns the money. So these guys are so greedy, they're thinking, let's try one more time. That's what happens in gambling. You go to Atlantic City, you put in $10,000, you win $30,000, you say, oh, let me try again, let me win. But that's how Shaitan gets you into it. That's why greed is haram. Well, نَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. Look, father, don't worry about us. We'll protect our brother. نَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. وَنَزْدَالُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ. And we'll get one more extra measure, one more sack of food, apart from what we have. 10 plus 1, and plus the 10 already we have, 21. ذَلِكَ كَيْلُ يَسِيرٍ. That is very easy. قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تَعْتُونَ مَوْثِقًا. Yaqub al-Islam said, no, I'm not trusting you guys. You guys fool me one more time. He said, I'm not sending Binyamin this time with you until you give me mawthiqan. Mawthiqan meaning oath. Qasam. You swear by Allah that you will bring this brother of yours back, because last time you took that brother and you wasted him. مُوْفِقًا مِنْ اللَّهِ لَتَأْتُنِّي بِهِ إِلَّا إِنْ يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ فَلَمَّا تَهُمْ مُوْفِقَهُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. They said, okay, we'll give you our oath, we take the oath of Allah and we just give him this, we'll go and get there. We stop here for today because the next section goes, now they go back. When they go back, they see Yusuf alayhi salam, Binyamin, he sees his brother. But he gives an ishara, don't say anything wrong then. Or in a way, he's trying to get the idea. Or as some of us sitting say that he did not even recognize him, meaning Binyamin. But we'll see that part now. That will be towards the end and closing of the surah, which will be 2 weeks from now. And we'll finish up, wrap up the whole surah Yusuf in that session. That what happened when Binyamin and the brothers came, he recognized him and things, and he says he gives his shirt, comes back to father, then he, because see, first step, he told the brothers, bring me my brother. In the second step, he's going to say, bring me my father. And that's when they recognize, oh, you are Yusuf? Yes, I'm Yusuf. You recognize me from all this time? Now bring me my father. So now they are trapped. They say, oh my God. We took an oath with the father, we're going to bring back Binyamin. This guy is not letting us Binyamin now. So we forego the oath. Father's going to be very mad. He said, I won't let you go unless oath now. You don't have oath. And the father said, if you break your oath, you should be killed. So they're like, be modest, what should we do? It's a very nice ending to the surah. We'll continue inshallah next time.